Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Today, I'm going to talk to you about teen suicide. I even have to address this issue. In an ideal world, our children would be happy, and the thought of hurting themselves wouldn't even cross their minds. But child suicide and self-harm are one of the scariest things a parent can experience. It will wake you up in the middle of the night, startled and sweating. It will make the best caregiver into a hovering drone. And it will turn any parent into a better spy than any CIA agent ever can be. The bottom line is, you will never be the same again once you find out that your child is hurting like this. Nothing will ever be the same again. So if you are a parent who has a child that might be doing some self-harm, I want you to listen today. I will also admit that as a teenager, I never, for even a moment, considered hurting myself as an option. So you might be thinking, well, then how can you speak on this topic? Well, I can talk about child self-harm and suicide because I have had lots of experience talking kids out of hurting themselves, both professionally and personally, over my many years of working with children. I have worked with children's hospital psychologists to educate myself on best practices because this is such a tender subject, and I never wanted to say or do something wrong. Now, I'm passing on my knowledge to you. And not everyone has the time or the money to research the facts and the how-tos. Plus, the earlier you can catch these warning signs, the better chances that you will have to have a favorable outcome. So here I am giving you what I know. I never shy around the subject. I feel ignoring the problem or tiptoeing around the issue will only make things worse. And I have found that 100% of my attempts to talk about it are more effective than sitting back and letting children deal with their emotional pain all on their own. Yeah, children need our help. They want our help. They just don't know how to ask for it. So today, I'm going to address your worst nightmare, teen suicide. I know you want to brush this topic under the rug and pretend that it's not going to happen to your child, but suicide is the third leading cause of death of our young people. And I want you to know these warning signs and things that you need to know about self-harm before parents, you need it. Because if you can catch these warning signs early, again, it will make such a huge difference. So educate, please continue to listen today. Educate yourself before you need it. The LGBTQ teens are actually the most at risk, but any person that is feeling bullied or has had trauma or feels social isolation or has depression is at risk. All right, consider suicide prevention as a community effort. Even if your child isn't experiencing signs of suicide, they likely know somebody who is. Mark Lanning from Safe to Tell says that most children or most school shootings and teen tragedies can be prevented if people around them had reported those warning signs. Reporting the warning signs is your job. As parents, we also need to empower our children with the confidence to report warning signs when they see it in their friends. Because let's get real. Your child is more likely to witness the warning signs in their friends before their parents will. All right, here are some action steps. The first thing, talk to your child about the importance of speaking up if they are concerned about a friend. So important. Number two, give your child the phone numbers to specific hotlines where they can receive help. Organizations like Safe to Tell, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, any of these, and there are several more, but I suggest you program phone numbers into your child's phone so that they have access to them, whether it's for themselves or for somebody they know. And action step number 3, know the warning signs, because 4 out of 5 suicide deaths are preceded by a warning sign. So let's educate you and your children about what those warning signs are. They can be suicidal threats or talk of not wanting to live anymore. Sometimes it's a preoccupation or obsession with death. Depression, use of drugs or alcohol, withdrawing from activities that they once were interested in, but now seem to be dismissing. Warning signs can be sleeping too much or sleeping too little. A warning sign can be giving away their possessions. Sometimes aggression can be a warning sign, or even fatigue and anxiety. If their grades are worsening, that could be a warning sign. Or if you watch or see your child having difficulty concentrating. Now, you may be a parent who's thinking, wait a second, what if my child has these signs? Well, suicide typically does not come out of nowhere. If your child is thinking of suicide, they may be feeling helpless, trapped, an unbearable pain, or believe that nobody cares. So you need to ask your child directly, are you thinking of suicide? This is extremely important. Don't walk around the subject afraid to speak to your child, because talking about suicide does not implant that idea into their brain. Get to the root cause of their hopeless feelings. And what can parents do? Well, aside from antidepressant drugs and mental healthcare professionals, parents can do the following. They can talk to their teens and ask them point blank, are you suicidal? Start that conversation. They can make it more difficult for them to carry out the action, like buy a lockbox on Amazon to put all your knives and sharp objects, your medicines, your firearms, or anything that could be dangerous material inside the lockbox. Parents can make sure that your child has those emergency hotline phone numbers available to them. And just for you to know, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Please program it into their phone. Parents can also talk to the friends. Encourage their friends to help your child and look for warning signs too. This should include a call to the friend's parents, of course, because I don't suggest talking to minors without parents' permission, but let's face it, again, your child's friends are more likely to see the signs and know what's going on before you do. So if you have concerns, see if you could talk to their friends to see if they have the same kinds of concerns. Parents can also take their child to the hospital emergency room if they feel like a threat is imminent. The emergency room professionals will do an evaluation on your child and assess the risk. After the assessment, they can refer you to clinics where your child can get admitted and actually receive 24/7 watch care and counseling if needed. And lastly, parents, talk to the school. The school can give you feedback on the behaviors that they are seeing, even if it's an online school. Because school counselors can talk to your child about getting help. And although the school support is limited, they are still a resource for you to have feedback on your child's behaviors and more watchful eyes. I hope that this podcast today can help somebody. And if you know anyone who needs to hear this, please share this podcast with somebody where this information could be very valuable to them. Everyone can be an impactful parent. I just want to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.